Tuesday morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to 91.5 KUNV Las Vegas. This is LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. I'm Ray Brewer, alongside Taylor Byrne, Case Kiefer, Taylor Byrne, breaking down all things UNLV sports, Las Vegas sports. And this week, a little extra hyperactivity in my speech because there's a football game on Saturday involving a team I really, really like and a team that I don't like that much. UNLV, UNR, battle for the blue Fremont Cannon. UNR is going for its eighth straight win in the rivalry series against the UNLV team that, while they could put some points on the board, they can't stop a nosebleed, Taylor.
Well, I'll go back to the old argument. Can you call it a rivalry when it's this one-sided?
Oh,
like, don't take that. Does it still count?
Yeah, please. I mean, it's always going to matter because Las Vegas is bigger and better than Reno in virtually everything except football. And Reno's always going to have that little man theory trying to prove they're better than their big brother.
We're probably not as good at skiing.
Skiing, sweating under our armpits, I don't know. Whatever it may
it's
be.
It's hotter here, so we probably do sweat a little bit more.
I bet we do. Yeah per capita, at least.
But no, Fremont Cannon football game, UNLV, UNR, for folks listening that don't know about the rivalry, the winner gets to paint the cannon the color of its school for the entire year, take your team photo with it, you know, bring it to the frat house for a kegger, whatever you want to do with it. Not like the Stanley Cup, but...
So does this thing just have, like, layers and layers of paint on it, or do they, like, strip it every year?
I think there's layers and layers of paint. Or do they just do it once a new school gets it? Maybe they haven't done it in a while because UNR does. I know.
There's probably not much point. I bet it's like a faded blue at this point.
I think the first year I was here, which was 4 games ago now, I wrote a story about the Fremont Cannon. I remember like my favorite myth about it was one of the times, Brewer will know the exact years better than me, when UNR had it 8 or 9 years in a row, they finally had to give it back to UNLV, and some UNLV students were looking at it, and one of the things inscribed on it was UNLV, University of Not a Lot of Victories. That was pretty funny.
I like that, and I think that same year, if I'm not mistaken, it was the year UNLV won the Las Vegas Bowl, so fall 2000. They won the cannon, and students had spray paint with them, and they literally ran down onto the turf.
On the field.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they started to spray paint. And, of course, the UNLV students, as bright as they are, they broke Fifth Man.
They broke the cannon?
Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was awesome.
I wonder if any students will be planning ahead enough on this one to bring spray paint
would
to
St. Boyd.
Would
you bring some kind of primer first to get the blue off?
I don't know. That's what it goes back to my old thing. I bet it looks worse if you're just putting paint on top of paint year after year. But as Case said, it hasn't needed to be painted in quite a while. So maybe they've just done some touch-ups in the last 8 years.
Yeah, UNLV riding a 7-game losing streak to UNR. And Bobby Houck in his third year has only won 5 games as UNLV's coach. And while I'm the first to support coach, and I think he's actually going to get this team into a winner and maybe go to a bowl game so I can get a steak dinner on my bet with Case Kiefer. This is my one
problem. Clarify, when are they going to a bowl game?
They've got 2 more years after this year to go, correct? 4-year bet we had, last year being year 1.
Right. That sounds
okay.
Right.
So I've got 2 more years
to
get to a bowl, which I still like my chances. I'm a firm believer in Bobby. I think he's a great coach, a great man. I think the program's doing some right things, even though they've won those 5 games. But there's a big but. You gotta win this game. You. There's no more. I'm in the middle of a conversation. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. I don't want to be competitive on Saturday. Being competitive, having that moral victory is out the window. You need to win this game. It was like, who was the coach at Ohio State? And I should know this before Jim Tressel.
I don't know.
I can't believe I forgot this guy's name. He won a lot of games, even won a Rose Bowl against Arizona State, but he couldn't beat Michigan. And they were like, you're done. We can't have it.
I know who it is, and I'm going to kick myself. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. So for me, I could understand when people get restless come Saturday when Reno, who's about a 11-point favorite, 10,
I think it's like 10 right 10, now, pending Nevada quarterback Cody. Did we settle on how to say his last name?
I'm just no, but I thought Farshada. We settled that it was never Nevada.
No, that you settled on that. Okay. That's no. So what do you define need to win this game?
He needs to win this game. This you can't,
need or what?
Or he should seriously take a look in the mirror.
What are you talking about?
This is the problem is after they win, or if they get blown out on Saturday, if they lose by like 24, I'm going to come in here and say something negative. Then you're going to defend him and I'm going to get fired up. Whenever no, you said they have to win a game, then you end up...
If they lose this game and if they get humiliated by 30 points, I'll be the first one to say UNLV's, you know, College of Cardinals better get together and huddle and decide what they want to do with the football program. Because you can't... You can't, like Samford, lost to Reno every year by 40 points. And Colin Kaepernick looked like he was the best player in the world, which turns out he was pretty good after all.
He was pretty good.
But every year he ran for 300 yards against UNLV. And UNLV, they need to give him a game. Okay, if the quarterback's out, this is on your home turf. You've been building up for this game. If you win Saturday...
You've been building up for this game?
Yeah.
Is that what you call 1-5 leading
no,
into it?
Listen... Cover of the playbook, picture of the Fremont Cannon. You walk into the football facility, they got the UNR logo backwards. This game is not just popping up. It's not a one-week thing. It's all year beat Reno. True. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't mean that it's realistic or that
oh,
they need
realistic.
That they need to.
It's real. Right. They need to, and it
you're,
is realistic.
You're
They're
not making any sense.
Dog. If they had no chance, they'd be a 20-point dog. The fact that it's 10 means they've got a legit chance.
And they can maybe hang with them, but you've watched the same defense that I have
right, the defense
this season.
You're right.
You know, their UNLV's only chance to win basically is in shootouts. And that's assuming that they don't shoot themselves in the foot on the way there, which they haven't proven that they can't do.
Okay.
In a shootout, they have to avoid friendly fire.
Yes. You see? That's the key.
Las Vegas.
That's why we bring Case in here.
Yes. Master of the one-liner. LasVegas.com sports talk, talking UNLV, UNR football game.
I just don't.
Saturday
I
afternoon,
just,
Sam Boyd Stadium. Be there, be square. Go ahead, rip me, Taylor. I'm ready.
I want to go back because you have, I think it was after the NAU game was the most down on UNLV that you've been.
Oh,
and you were just ripping them left and right for all of these things that up until that game, you had excuses for, reasons for why. But as soon as they dropped that game, then you just flipped on it.
Flipped.
Now all of a
just
sudden
like
you
that.
Flipped right back.
No, I listen.
Do you think Bobby is the answer? They're going to a bowl game in the next
I've
next
always
year.
Said they're
buy
going
your
to
tickets.
Bowl game in 2 years. They're loading up on talent. It's all good. But this
it's
is
all game. Good.
This is a game you have to win.
That doesn't make sense.
You win this game. Lose the rest of them by 70 points, we throw a parade down Harmon Avenue for Bobby.
That's pathetic if that's the case.
No. This is the one game.
This
You're
is...
not going to a bowl this year. You're not
Correct.
Winning the Mountain West.
Correct.
You're not doing anything. At least get the cannon home.
If I agree. If they could pick one more game to win this year, this would be it. I agree with that.
Not at, or at Boise, I would settle for that.
Nah, this... You've just built up that this is the thing they focus on all year, and all of a sudden you're going to trade that for a win at Boise?
Well, a road game. They haven't won on the road since you were a sophomore in high school.
That's actually probably not all that far off.
Yeah.
No, I just don't. The use of need.
They need.
No, they don't.
Define
or
need.
Or what?
Define need to me. Define need. Not in a sport term. What does need mean? Is it... I need to go to the grocery store and buy some food, or I want to go to the grocery store and buy some food. You
I need to go to the
survive.
Grocery store, or I don't have anything to make for dinner.
Okay, UNLV.
So what?
Let's
what
say
is
that one more time?
I need to go to the grocery store, or I don't have food for dinner.
UNLV needs to win this game, or it loses a lot of even the close knit supporters that have got Bobby's back. I think this game to. Those there's a group of like 3,000 people that are out there at every UNLV game, rain, snow, or shine. They go to Bobby's luncheons every week.
I've been to Bobby's luncheons. There were like three people there.
Three people. Okay, those three people, and I'm sure they're listening right now, one of those is going to drop off if they don't win.
you're just not being realistic at all. Could they win this game? Could they?
Hell yeah.
I'm not asking you. I'm just throwing out. I know your opinion on it.
Forget that I'm here.
No.
Ask Case. He knows. Could they win this game?
I was throwing that out there to answer it myself. Yes, they could. Cody's not completely healthy, so whether he plays or not, you could be dead. I'm not going to throw it out there because I know I'm going to screw it up.
Okay.
I don't know what you do with Jefferson, the running back, the leading rusher in the country. So basically, I think you have to hope that you can shut everything else down and that his 250, 300 yards don't eventually get.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about Wimberly anymore.
You have to, huh?
You don't have to worry about Wimberly anymore, the wide receiver, because they can't get him the rock. Okay. Problem solved.
You have to focus on everything else. You have to outscore him. You can't have those dumb penalties, those turnovers, all that type of stuff. It would take a lot.
Near perfect. I understand that.
But it's, you know, it's somewhat possible. But do they need this or the season's over? No. There's winnable games after this.
I know, but this game is the Cadillac of games. Forget the Corolla games.
This rivalry is not a Cadillac game. This is
You're an outsider saying this.
Yes, I am. Because it's not even like a competitive game most of the times.
That's why UNLV needs to win. Okay, don't look at it as like somebody who grew up in Iowa and lived in Kansas and Arizona for a bit. This is an important game, North versus South. Okay,
it matters, but the outcome, the product on the field, is not usually very stellar.
Both ways.
Yeah, the game when you watch.
Okay, this is not Michigan, Ohio State. This is what it is. This is low level Division I football, but it's still a rivalry. Case, why are you smirking?
I don't know. I don't know whose side I'm on with this whole thing. I don't think they need to win, but I think they need to be competitive. If they lose a close game,
are they going to give out a mini cannon for being competitive?
If they lose a close game, that's a positive.
Yeah, I say no.
They're not going to be happy about it, and they shouldn't be. And the diehard fans, the boosters, they shouldn't be either. But a realistic, objective person watching this, these two teams, and if UNLV finishes a touchdown or closer, you'd say they played well.
Okay.
Especially because, look, the program you're talking about that I still have my doubts that you think that Hauk is going to bring here, that they're building up to, UNR's already there. I mean, they lost a lot of people off these last few teams, and they're still, you know, one of the better teams in their conference. They're still really good. I mean, they're still a good team. They're already where you want UNLV to get. So how does UNLV have to beat
them? They were trailing Texas State at halftime. They were lucky to beat Wyoming at home last week.
They beat South Florida at home.
It's a tough trip.
They lost to South Florida at home. Yeah. It was a close game.
But it's a tough trip for South Florida to make. What I'm saying,
they are way ahead of where UNLV is.
And they beat Cal at Cal. No doubt about it.
How many bowl games have they been to? They're way ahead
of UNLV. No doubt about it. Reno is a better football program than UNLV. They own this series. You won't hear me argue. But that all changes on Saturday.
For good or just for this year?
Well, if it doesn't change Saturday, UNLV's not going to go to Reno next year and win the bowl, right? And win the cannon.
I thought next year was when possible bowl year. Everything's looking
up.
You've
got to win six games to get to a bowl.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, put Southern Utah on the schedule again or Northern Arizona.
Yeah, those have worked out so well.
You'll see what happens. UNLV, though, looking at their game past Saturday, Taylor, against Louisiana Tech, really never in the game threatening, even though they trailed by about 10 at halftime. The first thing I have to ask you about, and I'm telling you right now, the Marcus Sullivan drop where he was wide open looking for a touchdown, as soon as I saw the ball thrown and I saw him open, I said he's not catching this.
Yeah,
I know Marcus Sullivan better than anybody else watching that game. I've seen him drop plenty of passes.
You know him better than anybody else?
I covered him at Cheyenne for 3 years.
Okay.
I know that he's great when he gets the ball, but he had too much time for him to
Way
think.
Way too much time.
And anytime that guy thinks, you're in trouble. I'm sorry. That's an honest evaluation. And I knew he was – I said to myself, drop ball. Oh, my God. Yeah. That he's dropping it. Anyways, but offensively, if you're looking for something to hang your hat on, the fact that Sherry's a top whatever rated passer and that they're moving the ball and they can still run, that's got to be reason for some kind of optimism.
Yeah, they moved the ball against the defense that gives up the third most yardage in the country.
Dude, Downer Sally here.
Well, that's accurate. They moved the ball, yes, against a terrible defense.
They moved the ball.
Yes.
They got confidence going into this Reno game.
Sure.
This game
played exactly to script, which is why I was not baffled but just disappointed when there were so many fans talking to me on Twitter that were just, you know, it was back to calling for Bobby's head and being, you know, upset with everything about the program. And it wasn't all of the points they were making, I basically agreed with. What I didn't understand is why it was all coming out after this game. I knew anybody looking at this knew it was going to be basically a 4-touchdown game. Louisiana Tech was 4 touchdowns better than UNLV. That they just were. That's always what the score was going to be. So all the vitriol and anger after that game, I just thought was misplaced. Not that you can't be angry about the product that UNLV in the third year under Hauk has put on the field. You know, because you look at it, Sonny Dykes, who could have ended up at UNLV, this is his third year at Louisiana Tech, and they are far ahead of where UNLV is at. I think people focused on, you know, UNLV can't be going to a whack school and losing by this much. Why? They were the worst team on the field by far. Like, that's how that game should have played out. Just chalk it up and move on.
If you listened to our show last week, which I guess most of these people didn't, we called this game exactly. We said this was what was going to happen. In fact,
Nostradamus A and B over here.
Well, yeah, this is exactly what we said was going to happen. We said that they were going to lose by about 4 touchdowns. I actually thought UNLV stayed in the game longer than I expected.
Yeah, they were down 3 early in the third quarter. By the end of the third quarter, they were down 20.
Yeah, I mean, at the risk of sounding like a hypocrite, this is the third week in a row where I haven't had a major problem with how UNLV performed. It pretty much was par for the course. The games that really disappointed me was Northern Arizona and that they didn't win any of those first three games. Obviously, you heard all about that. But these last few weeks, this hasn't surprised me at all. I think that this next game is a big one. And like I said, I will just reiterate, I'm not disappointed about that game. We called it Rebels Routed in Ruston, Reno next.
Was that – you guys used that last week?
No, he's just busting that out right now.
I just tried to think of a lot of R's.
How many R's was that? Rebels Routed in Ruston, Reno
next. Ray Rally.
By the way, I'm on Twitter right now as you guys are talking, and I follow one – person affiliated with Reno, and look what he just put on Twitter. A game on, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's not, roll that's up a, the sleeve.
That's not new.
Here we go.
I was always confused by that because I was like, fun LV. Yeah. What is that? Oh, FUNLV. Yeah. I can spell.
Yeah. Well, it's a big week Reno game. I'm sure there'll be more blue shirts in the crowd than red shirts. Is that fair to say?
Oh, I completely expect that.
Yeah. It's always good.
It's a nice trip to Las Vegas.
It's not even nice. You got so,
no. For our northern neighbors.
You got so many Reno people living in Vegas, though. Because when you get a degree from Reno, you're not going to go into that dynamic Reno job market and flourish. You've got to come down here. There's a huge amount of Reno alumni living in Las Vegas. And more power to you. I mean, here's what I can't figure out. Seriously. Why, if you're born in Las Vegas, raised in Las Vegas, grow up, hate the North and all sporting events and everything you do, do you want to go to Reno for college? Oh, because I want to get away from mom and dad. I want to live in the dorm. I don't want to go to University of Never Leave Las Vegas. Come on.
This is – you have a problem with people wanting to go to college out of their home city?
No problem with that, but why go to Reno? What's the difference between UNLV and UNR?
Maybe people want to get away from home.
Okay,
hey, I would want to stay in Las Vegas. I'm saying some people want to get away from home.
To go to Reno?
And listen, it's expensive to go out of state. Maybe you can't afford it, and then your only choice is you're either going to go to Reno or Las Vegas or you want to go to a big school. Where else are you going to go? Elko County Community College?
I'd rather go there. Elko County.
Yeah, I don't know about your...
They're the Longhorns, I'm sure. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that why put a strength... If your parents can't afford to send you out of state, why are they going to be able to afford for you to stay in the overpriced dorms at Reno and slum around in the snow?
Please tell me, how much are the dorms at Reno? With all of your research into the subject.
I'm not quite sure, but I know that typically staying in the dorms is very expensive, right?
No.
That heat bill will hit you in the winter.
Not at all.
The dorms are cheap?
Yes.
How much?
As opposed to like living just off campus? Yes.
I don't know. Especially
if you've got a cafeteria in yours.
Well, yeah, you get a meal plan, right?
Yeah.
I never lived in the dorms.
I know. You missed out on a great college experience.
I had one great weekend. In the dorms, it made up for it. 4 years better.
I loved living in the dorms. I wouldn't do it again.
I guess maybe it was a different experience, but the dorms for me were a lot more expensive than living off campus. I mean, it was ridiculous. We both went to Kansas. And
did you live in the same dorm?
No, he lived in a different one. Maybe mine was more expensive. I don't know. All I know is that...
Were you in one of those cool scholarship halls?
Yeah, probably.
You were on scholarship?
No, but my three roommates were.
The scholarship
hall. So I think I was in the scholarship hall. Because my three roommates were all very smart. Templin.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm almost sure it was.
Yeah, I think it is.
LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk right here on 91.5. We're here every Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Other days of the week, other mornings, our colleagues right here at the Sun are breaking it down for you on their beats, business, politics, arts and entertainment. We touch every end of the spectrum here at the Sun and at LasVegasSun.com. Talking a little UNLV, UNR football, but we're going to shift gears. There's a UFC card this weekend in Brazil. Case Kiefer wishes he could be there. So do I. I'd go to Brazil to cover a UFC card. It's one of my bucket list things is go to Brazil.
I'd just go to Brazil, period.
Yeah, I'll go to Brazil.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, might as well. And the UFC is just, they've been there so much. I mean, do you remember, I guess a year and a half ago, we were actually, I think, at a UNLV football game.
Las Vegas Bowl.
We were at the Las Vegas Bowl, and they made this announcement that, this was before I really followed the UFC or covered it, they made this announcement that they were going to Brazil for the first time in, what, 18 years? And I remember you wrote the story. And guess what? Now, since then, they've been there, what, six times?
Mm-hmm.
It's blowing up there. By all accounts, soccer is the only sport that's bigger than MMA in Brazil. And the UFC is really tapping into this. Not only have they been there six times, I think, maybe only five, but this is the third card in Rio de Janeiro, I believe, going down this weekend. It's Anderson Silva, pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. We all know he stepped up on short notice because they needed someone to save the card. And he's going to fight local Stefan Bonner, you know, pretty big name, been around the UFC, veteran, huge underdog, but just kind of a fun fight for the fans to save this card when it just got ravaged by injuries. Almost every single fight was scrapped because someone got hurt.
Can I make a quick comment on UFC on that? It's like the NFL, gentlemen, is widely regarded as the greatest sports league in the world, right?
Oh, I do other. Does the world agree?
The world might be tough. Yeah. I don't know, but I would agree.
I think Premier League probably takes that worldwide, but in this country, without a doubt.
Okay, and everybody, you know, can't wait for Sunday. They want to watch their NFL games. But listen, every once in a while, there's a week where there's just no good matches. There's a lot of blowouts. You end up falling asleep by 12:15. It happens.
Do you think this is one of those weeks? Like the afternoon games were really bad this week. They're all blowouts pretty much.
Going to cry this week. I was so unhappy.
So you would say this week was one of those weeks.
Yes. And so, but what I'm saying is that when the UFC, you know, every week can't be the Super Bowl. When the UFC has a bad card or they've got to get a guy like Stefan Bonner who's like a plus 800 or whatever.
1,200.
People are like, well, you want me to spend money. It's a bad card, yada, yada. Dude, I'm not a big UFC guy. You guys know that. But, I mean, give them a break. They can't put the Super Bowl on every other week. I mean, there's going to be some down weeks.
Well, and here's the thing about this card. I actually haven't heard much criticism because if you look at what happened here, it's ridiculous. All right, they're supposed to have Jose Aldo. Eric Koch was supposed to be the headliner for the featherweight title. Jose Aldo gets in a motorcycle accident in Brazil. The guy's a millionaire, and he's driving around in a motorcycle in Brazil. That kind of...
Of course, that sounds exactly like what I would do if I was a millionaire.
Exactly like a fighter. All right, well, he gets hurt. Eric Koch gets hurt. So it's going to be Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar, big fight. Two champions, a former champion in Edgar. Then the motorcycle accident happened. He pulls out. So there's two fights scrapped. It looks like they might have to cancel another card. And Anderson Silva steps up and says, all right, I'll fight again, but I'm going to fight at light heavyweight because I can't cut all the way to 185 in 3 weeks. And they're forced to try to get something. And I think for salvaging a situation like this, it's a pretty good fight for just salvaging something, you know, to have the world's best fighter fighting at home against a local guy. So I don't think there's been a lot of criticism. And plus, the way the UFC has marketed this, if you've seen any of the ads or anything, they've kind of made a mockery out of it, kind of said, you know, we know this is a mismatch, But, you know, the big marketing push they're making is Stephen Bonner sitting down with Forrest Griffin, who, of course, you know, he had probably the most famous fight in UFC history with. And Griffin is telling him everything not to do against Anderson Silva as he's fought him. So I don't think there's been a lot of backlash on this card. And deservedly, I don't think there should be, because you should give the UFC credit for just putting anything out there.
Is Silva the best fighter? I thought it was Jones.
Silva definitely number one. Jones, you could make an argument for now because he's the young guy. You know, he just became the champion 2 years ago. He's won six in a row since then. And he's bigger, so if they ever fought, I think he would win. But, I mean, pound for pound, Anderson Silva, 14-0 in the UFC. No one's ever reached that level. So I think someday Jones will surpass him. But right now, I think you'd have to say Anderson Silva.
Better than St. Pierre.
Yeah, I think those two guys have passed St.
I think St. Pierre might be – with the injuries –
I mean, he's coming back next in November, probably the biggest fight of the year, Condit and St. Pierre.
We've been doing this show on 91.5, 2 years now?
And he's fought once.
He's fought one time.
Because he keeps getting hurt.
But we mention the guy every show, at least.
Yeah,
it's my quota.
November is going to be a big deal when he comes back in Montreal.
Okay, it's a good spot for him.
Are you going?
Yeah, I need to book my flight, Montreal. Actually, probably this week.
I'll tell you all the spots to go now. All
right, yeah,
it's going to be nice and warm there, too, in November.
We're also going to sell the pay-per-view on LasVegasSun.com, I believe, for this one.
I love it. I love it. LasVegasSun.com Sports Talk. Just closing up the show here. Folks, I want to let you know, Case Kiefer is playing hurt today. He's got his leg elevated above his head. He has sprained his ankle in our recreation basketball.
What do you mean, game? When have you ever been there?
It was actually in a pickup game as we had an off week.
It was in spirit. I'm there.
Allegedly on the back of my foot during a fast break.
It was definitely.
Were you guys on the same team or different?
No, different teams.
It was 100% not Taylor's fault, but it was also 100% his foot, because I heard my foot just crack, the most disgusting sound I've ever heard. And I looked down and I saw Taylor's foot, but it was not his fault.
Did they stop play or did they just roll you off the field?
I think it took us about a minute and a half, and then we picked up, because it was near the end of a game, so we picked up somebody else to fill his spot.
It was so painful, so I just ripped off my shoe and threw it, and someone there told me, like, you're supposed to leave your shoe on.
So it doesn't completely swell up.
So in anger, you threw the shoe?
Pain?
Yeah, I think in pain. You know, you're just trying to take your mind off of it.
Uh-huh.
Because, man, the sound was just disgusting.
That's what I do. Whenever I'm hurt, I just try and find shoes and just throw them everywhere.
Have you been icing and stuff?
I have been icing probably 3 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Case Kiefer, medical doctor.
As opposed to, like, a witch doctor?
Veterinarian.
Figuring that out. Well, folks, we'll be here next Monday talking that UNLV-UNR football game. Real fast, we got about 30 seconds left in the show. Predictions for Saturday's game. Case, you're first.
UNR 34, UNLV 28.
TB, Taylor Byrne.
I would go about 35-26.
I got a shocking result here for you. I think
we are shocking after the whole rest of the show.
No, I actually think UNR wins again.
Oh, it is shocking. I was mocking you.
No, UNLV... they until they do something on defense, I just don't see them beating anybody, including Northern Arizona. Folks, we'll talk to you next time.